The Wall Street Journal is reporting today that the Federal Trade Commission is investigating potentially deceptive marketing tactics at the e-cigarette maker Juul. The company has been accused of targeting kids with its advertisements. Meanwhile, officials in Milwaukee are urging people to stop using e-cigarettes immediately. Health officials are concerned about a recent outbreak of severe lung injuries. Nearly 200 vapers in 22 states have reported coughing, shortness of breath, chest pain, nausea, and vomiting. One person has died. The CDC says it's investigating all of those cases. Dr. Emily Chapman is Chief Medical Officer of Children's Minnesota. Dr. Chapman, welcome.
Thank you.
And I understand your hospital has treated some of these patients. What are you seeing?
We have. At Children's Minnesota, we have seen at this point 14 cases that have either been confirmed or suspected to be this vaping-related illness. Each of our patients has presented initially with what looks to be a routine infection, either a virus or potentially a bacteria. But despite being treated, they have gone on to significant lung disease and in some cases lung failure.
And are these 14 patients children?
They range in age from 15 to 23. We are a pediatric center, and so we don't tend to see the older adults. There's no reason to believe that this would be limited exclusively to that age range, so I would be concerned about both younger patients and younger adults as well.
You say lung failure. This sounds very serious. Are some of them on respirators?
They are. Some only require oxygen support, but many of them have required devices to assist their breathing, and in some cases, ventilators. Each of them has shown improvement. Many have gone home from the hospital. We're starting to see them in follow-up now. And what we're seeing is definite improvement in their lung function relative to how they looked when they were in the hospital. Mm. What we don't know yet, however, is whether they will return to their baseline lung function. And we also don't know what the impact of this kind of an injury on their lungs will be long term, whether there'll be scarring or loss of lung function long term.
Wow. And how long are they staying in the hospital?
Ranges from a couple of days to a couple of weeks.
Wow. All right. Well, on CBS News yesterday, the CEO of Juul, the maker of electronic cigarettes, Kevin Burns, characterized news of the injuries this way.
Worrisome. Worrisome for the category, worrisome for us if we contributed to it. If there was any indication that there was an adverse health condition related to our product, I think we'd take very swift action associated with it.
Doctor, do you think these products, these e-cigarettes, should be taken off the shelves until health officials can figure out what's going on?
Well, it's difficult for someone in my position to make a call like that. I would say that as urgently as we can, we need to support the investigation of our local health departments and the Centers for Disease Control together with the FDA to try and figure out what aspect of this product is causing this kind of injury.
We've been seeing as well that some people may be home brewing their vaping liquid and loading THC or cannabis in those e-cigarettes. They could also be using nicotine-free e-cigarettes because researchers recently found that other chemicals in vaping liquids have been shown to cause inflammation in the lungs.
Absolutely. And I think the bottom line is we have no idea what these different substances are doing, whether it's the drug itself, be it nicotine or THC or anything else, or whether it's something that it is prepared in that is causing this kind of toxic injury to the lung.
E-cigarettes have been around for years now. We're just seeing this rash of injuries over the last couple of months. Do you think something is going on, like a faulty device or faulty chemicals that could be causing this? Or maybe we're just starting to understand the full breadth of the problems associated with e-cigarettes?
We clearly are seeing something new recently. The number of cases that are presenting, the type of injury that we're seeing in the lung is something that is different from our prior experience. Having said that, though, when we look retrospectively, I think we are identifying other cases of injury to the lungs associated with vaping. Whether it's going to turn out to be the same phenomenon that we're seeing currently or whether it's going to be other insults from vaping either the device or the product? I don't think we know that yet.
There's so little science out that tells us of the safety of these devices. As a medical professional, as a doctor, what's your recommendation? I mean, are these devices safe under any circumstances, in your opinion?
Well, I think what's clear now is something that was certainly publicized and understood, assumed to be safe, clearly is not. There is clearly risk, both acutely, and we are concerned that there is risk long term with these devices. So I think we have enough exposure in our daily life to things that are hard on our lungs. I'm not sure why we would choose to engage in this on top of that.
Dr. Emily Chapman, Chief Medical Officer of Children's Minnesota. The hospital has treated 14 people, many of them children, injured by vaping devices. Dr. Chapman, thank you so much.
My pleasure.